Hello, lovely people. Welcome to Truth and Wine. This is the first episode and I really have no idea how much excited I am. And before starting, I would like to say something. Now, after releasing the trailer, I got lots and lots of love and support from many of them. And just after a few hours of releasing the trailer, I saw a good number of downloads, which was greater than what I actually expected. Many of them came forward and showered me with their love and support, and that actually made my day. I was really happy, and I got more happier when I came to know that there are people who are actually waiting for my first episode. And honestly speaking, I have never been this blessed before, and from the bottom of my heart, I would really like to say a big thank you to each one of you for showering me with this much love and support, and keep supporting. And now in this episode, I'll be sharing few things about myself as well as about my family. So this will be a self-introduction episode. This can be a bit dry episode, but you'll get some information. And in this episode, you'll get to know me a bit more deeply, and I'll be answering few questions that few of them asked me, which is about my podcast. So let's begin. Talking about myself, I have already told you my name. My name is Fia Ann Mary. I am an electronics and communication engineering student and I am studying at Talkach Institute of Science and Technology. I am also an author. I have written the book The Face, This Is Not the End, which was actually published 8 months ago. And many of them asked me what actually the content of my book is. It is a non-fiction and I have written about different phases of one's life. Or it can be answered as different stages that a human being goes through in his or her life. That includes happiness, sadness, depression and all. And it is my past life that inspired me to write this book. And this book is just an introduction to my main book, which will be published soon. And I'll be discussing more about my book in the coming episodes. Now, talking about my family is a small, sweet family that consists of just 5 members. And all of them are really sweet little human beings. I have Appa, Amma, a younger sister and grandmother staying with me. And we are staying in Vaipan, a small village in Ernakulam. Talking about my Appa, his name is K.M. Lyson and he is a merchant mariner. He's a very busy person who stays 9 months in the ship and only 6 months on the land. I have never calculated the number of times I have seen him. And obviously it is very rare that I have got to see him. He has a very sweet character, he is very protective and he is a strong man who can also be sensitive sometimes. But he is actually very powerful. And now about my Amma, her name is Nisha Lyson. She is a skilled and wonderful lady who is actually very, very, very lazy. I hope you got that point. She is a homemaker and she cooks really, really delicious food. There are a number of special dishes that she makes and anyone would fall for it. But the fun fact is that she is very less confident about her recipes, which are actually very delicious. She is the strongest and boldest lady I have ever seen in my life. She is truly an inspiration and she has made a big impact in my life. She is my best friend to whom I can share anything. Now, talking about my sister, her name is Freya Lyson. She is studying in the 7th standard and she is such a talented person that she, at this small age, started composing music just because she loves music. Nobody has to teach her about music. She learns it all by herself and it is really surprising to see that much talent in her. And like every other sisters, we also fight a lot. But we love each other more. She is a tiny little star. And now about my grandmother. Her name is Annie Manuel and she is 83 years old and she is the most energetic person in our whole family. And we actually get stunned just by seeing her energy. She is more into church and its servings and she is actually ready for anything. And she is my Appa's Amma. I lost my grandfather when I was 3 years old and he is Appa's father. And both my Amma's parents passed away when I was very young, so I have no idea about them rather than what I've heard. But I'm sure they would be watching me from above and that's all what I want for now. Now that was a small introduction about my family and again coming back to me. As I said in the beginning of this episode, many of them came forward and asked me many questions related to my podcast. And I found it important to talk about it. So beginning with why I started this podcast and what actually inspired me to start a podcast. So basically it's because I love talking and I love sharing my views, and I started podcast to share my opinions and views on many topics in many areas, to share many stories and above everything to try something new. As I told you in the beginning, I'm an engineering student and I have taken electronics and communication as my core. And those who have taken engineering and are currently doing engineering would know how stressful and hectic it is. And after entering engineering, I completely lost myself and I had to fight every day just to survive. Just imagine, I had to fight just to survive. And then later on, I realized that I was not getting enough time to do things I love and things I had interest in. And my interest is mainly in arts. It's writing, painting, dancing, and talking that actually keeps me refreshed. So I found out that I was actually getting deviated from all these things. And I wanted to get back to my track along with my studies, or I was pretty sure that I would definitely go mad. So guess what? I started a podcast so that I could talk to people and get my mind refreshed. Of course, it takes a good amount of hard work, but I'm actually happy doing this. I write daily, that's part of my routine, but now I have added one more to it. And I knew that this is the best way to give a break for myself and to escape from the stressful BTech life. And as I have taken EC, I mean electronics and communication engineering, it's just like watching Korean movies without subtitles. So I did this to save my mental health, and this was one of my bucket lists too. Now the next question was the content of this podcast. In a short way, this will be just me having conversation with you. I'll be sharing my views on many topics that actually has disturbed me in many ways. I'll be opening up many stories to you, and I'll be interviewing some people who are actually special to me. And of course, they are not any celebrities. They are just like any other normal people. And I thought that they need some kind of exposure, at least in a small way. So yeah, I decided to interview them so that you can also hear from them about their stories, their experiences, and I'm sure you would love listening to them. So basically, this podcast is going to be a mixture of many contents. And there is something to be noted, and this is a bit personal. I told you that I would share some stories, and while sharing some stories, I would share my stories too. And it can hurt some people who has done wrong to me. So kindly note, in case if you get hurt, whoever it is or whatever it is, frankly speaking, I don't care. Because taking advantage of someone's emotion is not that great, right? So don't worry, you'll be getting what you asked for. So this is the only message I have to convey to certain people, and of course, after hearing this, they would know who they are and what actually I'm talking about. And don't worry, everyone would get their chance. So chill, and I promise that it won't be that bad. Now the final question that I got was about the hosting platform where I am recording and who is editing the whole podcast. It is Buzzsprout. Buzzsprout is the platform that I'm using, and they're very helpful and easy to work with. And I'm doing all my recordings at my home. I have a very small setup inside my room, and that's where I do all my recordings. Now about editing, I do it myself, and it takes about 6 to 7 hours for the whole process to get completed, but I'm enjoying it. So guys, this was the introduction I wanted to give to you, because before moving on to the contents, you must actually know something about me, and I have disclosed few of them for the people who actually have no idea about me. So this is me, my family, and my small life. There is actually more than this, and one podcast won't be enough to disclose everything. So I'll do it in the coming episodes, and feel free to ask me anything as others did. So till we meet again in the next episode. Bye bye.